إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him and beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness, and we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide him. And I publicly bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam is His servant and His messenger. After what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter is an innovation. Every accursed innovations are going astray, and every astray will lead you directly to the hellfire. Assalamu alaikum. This particular issue that we want to address this evening, in the few remaining moments that we have, is, as Brother Fadl Kareem mentioned, is a timely issue. And you've heard people before you in the past who are much more qualified than I am to talk about this and other issues. But because this has been put upon my shoulders this evening, I'll attempt, inshallah, to bring home the hukum, or the legal status or judgment, concerning nationalism and race. I'd like to begin, after praising Allah and sending salawat on His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, by saying that I am in no way a nationalist or racist. But me not being either of these two things doesn't mean that it's right or wrong, because everything that we do needs to be based on the book of Allah and the authentic sunnah of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether your sheikh or your imam or your husband or your wife or your children are nationalists, neo-nationalists, pseudo-nationalists, quasi-nationalists, or racists, doesn't make a difference. What makes the difference is what we believe and how we practice Islam based on the Quran and the authentic sunnah. Allah subhanahu says in His glorious Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Surely, the most honorable view with Allah is the one who has taqwa. In this particular ayah of Quran, which is the end of the ayah itself, that began by Allah explaining to us that He created us male and female, al-dhakar wal-untha, and that after this, He created us tribes and nations, after this meaning and sequence of the ayah, not in terms of creation, that He made
us tribes and nations, لتعارفوا, so that we may get to know each other and not hate each other, which needs qualification because there is hating in Islam. And that hating and despising one another is based once again on the love and or hate of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ended the ayah by saying, the most honorable of you, in akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable of you with Allah are those who have taqwa. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in explaining this ayah in the denotative meaning of the ayah, he said, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu warzahu, that when Allah's Messenger was asked, who among you, who among human beings was most honorable? He replied, the one who is most honorable in Allah's estimation is the most pious. On being told that, that was not what they meant. In other words, the questioner who questioned the message of Allah, they said, this is not what we mean. The most honorable, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's statement, is the one who is most pious. The one who is most honorable in Allah's estimation is the one who is most pious. On being told that, that was not what was meant, the most honorable was Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah's prophet, son of Allah's prophet, son of Allah's prophet, son of Allah's friend. They told him that this was not what they were asking about also. He asked if they were asking about tribal sources. And unbeknownst to many of us, all of us have a tribe, brothers and sisters. All of us have some type of tribe, unbeknownst to us. And when they replied that they were asking about this, he said, those of you who are best in Jahiliyyah are the best of you in Islam. I'm stopping here at this point because this hadith, the first time I heard this hadith was when I moved here to Brooklyn in 1980. And I stop here at this part of the hadith. فَخِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. I stop here because this is the way I used to hear this hadith all the time. I never heard this hadith before I came to Brooklyn. The best of you in Jahiliyyah are the best of you in Islam. And most of us probably have heard this, but we never hear the last part of the hadith. The end of the hadith, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا فُقِّهُ إِذَا فُقِّهُ, provided that they have an understanding of the deen. The best of you, فَخِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فُقِّهُ, provided that they have an understanding of the deen. If you don't add the rest of the hadith, if you don't complete the hadith, it'll make one think that just because they had some good qualities before Islam, that they are the best now in Islam. No. The best of you are the best in the estimation of Allah because of their piety. And the best of you in Jahiliyyah are the best of you in Islam, provided that they have an understanding of the deen. an understanding of the deen, how? An understanding of the deen, the way, the sahaba and the sahabiyat, the male and female companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, understood Islam. The way they understood al-Islam. And again, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, on the authority of Ubay bin Ka'b, and the statement that I'm about to quote from the Messenger of Allah, please brothers and sisters, don't be alarmed by this statement. Because in the Arabic language as well as in English, we have some metaphorical or figurative statements that may sound out of pocket. But when understood from the point of the Arabic language or the English language, the beauty of the statement comes to light. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu told that he heard Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam say, if anyone proudly asserts his descent in the manner of the pre-Islamic people, in the manner of the people of a Jahiliyyah, tell him, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, tell him, sa'duhu biha abihi. Tell him to bite the head of the penis of his father. If any of you assert, brag, boast of his descent in the manner of the people of Al-Jahiliyyah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this kinaya, on this figurative statement, فَأَعْضُوهُ بِهَنِ أَبِيهِ. Tell him to bite the head of the penis of his father. And this hadith, for those who are wondering, is an authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Baghawi in the book called Sharh al-Sunnah. These ayat of Quran and these ahadith al-Sahihah, these authentic sahih hadith and many others, just drive home, brothers and sisters, the detriment, the bedevilment, the wickedness of bragging about our ancestry. Though the Prophet alayhi salam, he mentioned that he was an Arab. And he mentioned that Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu was Persian. And he mentioned that Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu was al-Habashi, Ethiopian or Abyssinian. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the infinite wisdom of Allah, never boasted or bragged that he was an Arab. He never ever bragged and boasted about the people who were his predecessors, though they came from the same tribe and the same lineage. Unfortunately today, especially among Afro-American Muslims, we are following the ways of the Yahud wa Nasara, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that we will follow the sunan al-ladina min qablikum, that we will follow the sunnah of the people who preceded us. So much so that if they were to go into the hole of a lizard, we will follow them straight into it. And when the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam asked, do you mean the Jews and the Christians? He said, Faman, who else? We find ourselves doing this, brothers and sisters. Specifically, I'm addressing those Muslims who are of Afro-American descent. And in general, the Arab, the Pakistani, the Hindi or the Indian, the Turk, and the other. We find ourselves today boasting about those individuals who preceded us, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Don't boast about your ancestors, for surely some of them were mushrikun." Some of them were mushrik and fajr. Some of them were pagans and evil individuals. So don't boast about them. We find ourselves picking up the banner of party spirit and party pride, so much so that we will follow Nelson Mandela. We will follow Al Sharpton. We will follow even this mushrik, pagan, murtad, apostate, no istinja, making kafir, Louis Farrakhan, simply because they are black. Simply because they are black. And all three, and those like them, if they do not repent. And for them, repentance is to say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah," with the understanding of Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. Not the statement. Because the kalima, at-tayyibah, la ilaha illallah, the beautiful phrase, la ilaha illallah, is just a mere statement if it doesn't come with a condition. The statement, la ilaha illallah, has to have conditions. And if these three individuals and those like them do not make the statement with the conditions, they will go to hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is justified, as he mentions in the Quran, by sending to hell, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks a deen other than Islam, it won't be accepted from them. And in the last day, they will be of the losers. The losers here, according to the tafsir of Quran, means that they will be in the hellfire. I stand in front of you, brothers and sisters, with no fear in my chest whatsoever, to tell you that those of us who are rallying behind individuals because of nasab, because of genealogy, or because of tribal closeness, or because of language, or because of color, those of us who are rallying behind individuals like this, without the niyyah of inviting them to Islam, just for the sake of them being black. And all of us know that we have black homosexuals. We have black crack dealers. We have black whatever that is foreign to Islam. For those of us who are rallying behind those type of individuals, simply because of those aforementioned reasons and others, I'm telling you without any fear that you are making a big mistake, and Allah knows best, you may be committing a great sin. For the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khatta khattan biyadi. He drew a line on the ground with his blessed hand. He drew a line on the ground with his hand. And I added blessed hand because we know that everything of the Messenger of Allah, including his hair, including his saliva, was blessed by Allah. The very saliva of the Messenger of Allah can be used as a means to seek the reward and blessings of Allah. He drew a line on the ground with his blessed hand. ثم قال عبد الله بن مسعود, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هذا سبيل الله مستقيما, that this is the way, the methodology, the modality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is straight. He drew a straight line on the ground. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, ثُمَّ خَطَّ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ, then he drew lines on the right of that straight line and lines on the left of that straight line. And one narration says the lines were going in zigzag direction. The ones to the right and the left of the straight line that the Messenger of Allah with his blessed hand drew on the ground. And then the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, هذه الصبل ليس بها سبيل إلا عليه شيطان يدعو إليه. This is the straight way of Allah. This is the methodology of Allah. And each of the ways that are on the right and the left, they have a shaitan on all of them. Every single one of them, except the straight way. The way of democracy. The way of capitalism. The way of socialism. The way of the seemingly deceased communism. The way of nationalism and party pride. All of them, every single one of them, has a shaitan on it, inviting men to it. And then the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, وَإِنْ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الصُّبُرُ. He recited the verse of Quran where Allah says, verily this is the straight way, the straight methodology, so follow it and do not be departed from it. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, I have been informed to stop. I'm going to take it upon myself to add 2 more minutes to this commandment to stop. No? I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you, we brothers and sisters, those of us who are of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have a very important job to do. And that is to invite people to La ilaha illallah. Before we can do this, we ourselves have to learn what is La ilaha illallah and what it means. If we do not get a good understanding of the meaning of La ilaha illallah and the conditions of La ilaha illallah, we may just be inviting, no, not maybe, we will be inviting people to one of those roads on the right and the left of the line that the Messenger of Allah put on the ground, alayhi salatu wasalam. Not maybe, we will be inviting people to one of those roads which has a shaitan lying in the lurch for individuals. If we don't learn the meaning and the condition of La ilaha illallah, then surely when we associate with those individuals whom we mentioned earlier, and those individuals similar to them, one of two things is going to happen. Either you yourselves will be invited to what they are preaching, or you will invite them to the straight way. And in most of my personal experiences, brothers and sisters, I don't find people inviting those individuals to the real Islam. But rather, I see them holding up the banner of nationalism and race like those individuals. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us all to the grave of which none of us will be able to escape. Those three questions that the angels will ask us will not be based on your lineage from Egypt. It will not be based on your lineage or your ancestry in Ethiopia or Senegal. It will be based on the Tawheed of Allah. Who is your Lord? What is your deen? And who was your prophet? Alayhi salatu wassalam. In my conclusion, brothers and sisters, and I try not to be like some of the deviants who speak a long time and their words are empty, I'd like to leave you with the statement of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wassalam, where he said that all of you are children of Adam, and Adam was created from dust. I wonder how many of us ponder upon this hadith. Me, myself, as a former pagan and racist, under the leadership of the individuals and individual who thought they were Muslims, and we know who I'm talking about, espousing and announcing from the tops of the hills and dales that Allah is a black man and the white man is the devil. I am happy to say, brothers and sisters, that I am not just concerned standing in front of you today with those Muslims who are being persecuted in South Africa, that when we accept the Sunnah, we don't become hard of heart and become neglectful of those individuals who are being oppressed at the hands of individuals who may or may not be lighter in color. But I stand in front of you today as a former pagan and racist to tell you that I am not unconcerned with the apartheid. And I am not, and we should not be unconcerned with the situation in Somalia. But at the same time, we should not let that concern consume us so much that we forget about the blue-eyed, brown-haired, or blonde-haired brothers and sisters who are being persecuted in Bosnia. And I find ourselves doing just that. We become more concerned about Rodney King, who just happened to have been black, more concerned with Rodney King, a kafir, one who denied wa ta'ala and the kalimat of tayyibah, la ilaha illallah. We find ourselves more concerned with him than we are concerned about the Muslims in Yugoslavia. Some of us don't even know that Muslims are being oppressed in Yugoslavia, let alone being concerned. So in my conclusion, brothers and sisters, this is not, in my humble estimation, a lecture. This is a warning from the Lord of the world and from his beloved messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who just so happens to have been an Arab, the same type of Arab in lineage, that when some of us have the audacity to say on our tongue, I hate those Arabs who sell the pork. I hate those Arabs who sell the alcohol. And we should. But we should be very careful when we say those Arabs, those Arabs, those Arabs. Because for surely, the best of human beings was an Arab. And the language of the Quran is the Arabic language. I leave you, brothers and sisters, with this admonition and this warning from Allah to be careful of your duty to Him, to learn as much as we can about the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially at-Tawheed, which is your salvation and my salvation. not party spirit, not party pride, not nationalism, overt or covert, explicit or implicit, but our only salvation, brothers and sisters, and the salvation of all individuals, black or white, Arab or non-Arab, is the statement, La ilaha illallah, and the understanding of that statement, the key to paradise, La ilaha illallah. Anything that I have said that is true, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything that I have said that is a mistake or sin, it is from myself and or shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes no mistakes. Subhanaka wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.